ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for your deadly program. You know what? National Talk Black, name of the program, so do add to the conversation, and you can call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. A voice for our people, so do utilise it and talk about any topic you want to talk about, by all means. You can text otherwise 045-714-0550, and otherwise check us out on Facebook as well, and that's BBM 987 FM, and you can check us out on all social media, so do stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, add to the conversation, and a voice for our people. I'm going to catch up with two beautiful guests come to join me in the studio, and we've got Gianna, we've got Brooklyn, and they're doing work experience with us, and they're back from their holidays, back in the swing of things with school, and Yarnin up strong here with us. Girls, very good morning. How are yous? Hey, look at it, Margo, put your microphone on. Shut up.
Oh.
Good
morning.
Hey, shut up. Hey, sister, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. So, Brooklyn, how old are you?
I'm 17 this year.
And then what grade?
11.
11, all right. So, sub-senior, grade 11, then one more year, grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what your vision is, what your future is? What do you want to do?
I'll probably go uni, study marine.
Marine, okay.
Yep.
Like a marine biologist.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, there's a lot of fishies out there in that big pond, so that'd be a good job. Fantastic.
Mm.
So to do that, you have to get beneath the water, of course, so scuba dive to go and talk to our fishies. So you keen to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Fantastic. I've done many resort dives, like introductory dives, and it's a beautiful world down there. And you can go make yarn there with Nemo. That'd be deadly, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, too deadly. Gian, so we, Brooklyn, well, Gian's walked out the studio. She's just going to take a phone call, so we'll yarn with her soon.
Mm-hmm.
But Brooklyn, thank you for joining us. And what school are we at?
Still Bentley Park.
Bentley Park?
Yes.
Yep, still. Represent. Big shout out there to all the mob there. And once a week you come into the studios here with us.
Yep.
Learning about media, Indigenous media at that. How are you enjoying the run with us here?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Because coming here first time was proper shy, didn't say nothing, didn't say boo. Look, you can't shut you up now, just yarning up too strong. You point for this microphone, Uncle Trevor, I'm going for your job, eh? Knock off, true. Put a man out of work. I got to feed them picking in here. You want to knock off? My sister will talk soon. Thank you. And you're going to stay with us while I do this daily program, National Talk Black,
yep?
So don't go far. Too deadly. All right, you might stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Walking around with my head down, didn't know what to do. It's like I didn't know what I wanted in my life, cause I didn't know what was wrong to right. Take me away from all this pain. I wanna get away today. Somebody take me away, cause I really wanna get out of this struggle today. We have to try to break this struggle. Make a change now.
look at this struggle, look at this trouble that I'm in. I wanna get away from all this bullshit. It's like it's going through my head every day, cause I don't know what to do and I don't know what to say. Take me away from all this pain. I wanna get away today. Somebody take me away, cause I really wanna get out of this struggle today. We have to try to break this struggle.
Black Rock Band, and that's our struggle here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Call this Murray. The Murray's the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. I'm live here in Cairns at the First Nation radio station. That's Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. And otherwise, you can text us 045-714-0550. And yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Now we're going to yarn to our deadly young sister here, New South Wales competition winner, Chantelle O'Donoghue, from Redfern, and is a proud Nakanu Aboriginal woman who returns from experience of a lifetime on board Navy submarines. On the line we got her. Chantelle, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. I'm good, feeling deadly. How you doing?
Good, good, good. You under the water or are you above the water?
Above the water now.
Good. Listen, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sis.
Yeah, so I'm proud Nakanu Ngadjeri woman, so from Port Augusta, South Australia region.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're based in Redfern, are you?
Yeah, based in Redfern now, working at the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence there.
Deadly. Now, so life experience of a lifetime on board Navy submarine. So first of all, how did you win that in that New South Wales competition?
Yeah, so, well, funny enough, I was on Instagram one day and it just kind of popped up in front of me and said, you know, win a trip of a lifetime, and you had to kind of navigate a submarine through a maze. So, you know, one of those competitions you never think you're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Just chuck it out there.
I got a phone call. Yeah. And they basically asked me to explain what role I feel like I'd fit into within the Submariner division, and they picked me out. So.
Too deadly.
Yeah.
So you won that, and how long did you cruise for? Is that the word? Do we say cruise? I mean, you're beneath the water. I don't know. What's the terminology?
I don't think I was long enough there to learn the lingo, but yeah. So we were in WA for 3 days, but it was just the one big day on the base in the subs.
And how far did you submerge?
It was still on top of the water, so we weren't too far under. We
okay.
would have just been a couple of metres under.
Sure.
Thank goodness I can't swim.
Yeah. Take your floaties.
Great place to go.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
they actually had us climbing into the sub. It was the scariest part of it because you had to stand on top of the boat, and I didn't want to tell them I couldn't swim.
Far out. You should have told them. I'd have just thrown you in a deep end. But it looked fantastic. And so all day, it's like a little city down there, isn't it?
It is. It's a whole little world. And it's a big big family down there too. It was kind of nice to be a part of.
Good. And any First Nation mob down there?
There is.
Oh, actually, good. Represent.
Yeah, there was quite a few mob on the sub.
Oh, too so deadly.
There's only 60 guys that go out on the sub and only 42 regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And out of them, I got to meet four
indigenous
mob that were regularly on the sub. So
good.
They actually took me round for the day so that I could, you know, understand how it fits in with cultural acceptance and that type of thing.
And showed you one of the most important things is don't open that hatch there.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Sister, Chantel. We'll try and get Chantel back. Chantel O'Donoghue. And look, deadly Nakuna Aboriginal woman who returned from an experience of a lifetime on board Navy submarine. So into the conversation, she was just saying that she just saw it popped up online. So she entered the competition, just saying whatever, just chuck it out there and put the details in. And next thing she gets a phone call that she won the competition and she was there cruising on the Navy submarine. But I got to cut off there. We'll try and get it back and continue that deadly yarn. As I said, it's an experience of a lifetime. And the fact that she couldn't swim, she did mention that, but she didn't mention it to them. She mentioned it to me. But which way, if they would have said, okay, here, jump in this and in this little dinghy and then open the chat chair and go for a swim over there. Nah, that didn't happen because she was trying to say, how do I tell them that I don't swim? Too funny. Add to the conversation, you mob. We'll try and get her back. Yana Strong here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. And otherwise, you can text us 045-714-0550 and check us out on Facebook as well. That's bbm987 and .com.au. All right, two deadly mob. Yana Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're going across the nation. Thanks to NERS. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, drive it like you stole it. Troy Cassidale here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call, and you'll be yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumma, Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, other yarns we're going to have today, we're going to catch up with Raina McIntyre, Professor of Global Biosecurity, talk about the coronavirus, which is the topic everyone around the world is talking about, but how contagious is the Wuhan coronavirus, and can you spread it before symptoms start? So that's a very important yarn, so stay tuned for that. Also catch up with Chloe D'Souza with hopes of taking her knowledge with and skills to Canberra one day. Proud woman Noongar lawyer, Chloe D'Souza, has been awarded the inaugural Bob Hawke John Monash Scholarship for 2020. The scholarship will allow her to complete her Master of Laws in New York. In her current role with BHP, the young Noongar woman said that there's still quite a big gap between mining companies and Indigenous communities. So studying that for a reason, studying law for a good reason, when mining is very popular this day and age on First Nation country. And so I think there's a beautiful tool that she's using in regarding fighting that space. That'd be a very important yarn as well. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black. So stay tuned for those daily yarns coming up. We are live here at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Company Namaka Karawa here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, a very deadly tool, voice for our people. And I'm your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, and I come to you live from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumma Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. So give us a call, have your say. We're going to catch up now with Greg on the line. Greg, good morning.
Hey, Trendy Trev, how are you?
I'm fantastic, brother. How are you going, Greg?
Awesome. We just got a new fridge.
Oh, deadly. So stacked up with food?
We're still planning what we're going to put in it, but we're chilling.
You're chilling. I like that. We're chilling. So the heat is on. Jump in the new fridge. That'll keep you cool.
Yeah, well, true. Hey, I've got a question for you. How do you say hello to Aboriginal people? You say yawu for see you later.
You say hello. there's different words for different tribes, brother. You know,
the dialects. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of yarn up here for far north Queenslanders and with the Torres Strait Island touch. There, can you hear me, brother?
Why is it so?
Oh, right, that's Greg. They lost him there. Greg, yeah, it's a question. Yeah, so usually up here in far north Queensland, we say which way. Short and sweet, nice and easy, and that's saying which way, how are you? So which way, same way today, or same as yesterday, or, you know, how you feeling today, which way, which mood you in today, or how you feeling? So that's another one of the greets that we have, but there's different languages, different tribes, different way of greeting. But Yawa, that's Torres Strait Island, you mentioned, you know, but the different Garu. Is for good way. There's a different tribal mob as well. So any which way, but we say, how do you say hello? Well, yeah, we speak English too, so it's all good. So yarn that way inclined as well. Here on your daily program, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
World, just a billion light years away. Yambarangora, Yambarangora, Yola Yambara, Nora Yambara, Nora Yambara, Yakelia.
Distant world, their colour stone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got Greg back in line, so we can finish that conversation. You there, Greg?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, lost you there, brother. I've got you back, all good.
I'm hanging out for this 5G network. Get rid of all that. I had a look at the spats one time there, and the airways are so congested, man. You know, nobody could actually walk through it.
No, well, that's right, brother. You get caught up like in walking through the jungle. You get caught on a waiting vine. Wait a while.
Yeah. Hey, last time we talked about Australia Day and we were talking about the date. Now, you know, we got a point of view being white people and all that, and, you know, I don't think too much of the atrocities of the British at the time, but what's the point of view from the Aboriginal people? What date would they have to celebrate? I mean, you guys were here. You know,
well, there's all different dates, yeah. Here. There's all different dates. Some saying January 1. We just want to get right from the date that 26 when they put the flag up, the white sails come and took over our country. So it's all different dates there, brother.
What you're saying is any date but 26th of January.
Yeah, that's what we're saying, yeah. You know, like I said, the phrase they use, brother, is like the Arks and the Jews that celebrated Holocaust Day, you know. Not good.
It's a terrible thing, you know, and it wasn't just the Aboriginal people that got persecuted. It was the Irish and the British and the, you know, French, American, African Americans come out here. I think the Chinese got a hard time with the gold rushes and all that stuff. Ned Kelly got upset because they said, yeah, here, have a track of land and do your best, and they did their best, and then the British decided to have a go at them.
Yep.
So he stood up and said, no, you're not doing it, and I'm going to take you down. But
well,
you know,
people put anybody up against the wall, they're going to retaliate, you know.
Yeah, exactly, 150 brother. Years ago, Eureka Stockade at the, you know, Ballarat Bendigo, when the union got started there, you know, men died for their right for, you know, to work. And up in Winton, just down the road from where you come from, you know, the shearers had a big argument with the cockies.
Yep.
And, you know, for 8 hours of work, 8 hours of rest, 8 hours of sleep.
That's so, right.
You know, and
a lot to answer for, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
So the history, you know.
Big time.
No matter how thin you slice it, there's always two sides to the story.
Heard that, Greg. Thanks for your call, brother. That's Greg there, adding to the conversation here in your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. The Murray is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And I'm live at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station. That's BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. So do add to the conversation. We're going to catch up very soon, have a yarn with Raina McIntyre, Professor of Global Biosecurity, and we're going to talk about the topic that everyone's talking about, the coronavirus, and talk about that on the line. I've got the professor now. Professor Raina, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program. Yeah, big topic, talking about this virus, this yucky virus. How contagious is the Wuhan coronavirus, and can you spread it before symptoms start? People are panicking. So where are we at with it?
Okay, so we are just following the scientific publications as they come out from China. There's no need to panic in Australia at this point because there's no sustained transmission in our community. There's, you know, a dozen cases also who are all in isolation rooms in hospitals. However, the research evidence does show that asymptomatic transmission is possible. Whether it's common, we don't know, but it's certainly possible. And the initial estimates of how transmissible it is suggest that one person may be able to affect two more people.
Okay, so is it similar to symptoms as a flu, as a cold, is that right?
Yes, from the evidence we've seen so far, it can start off as a very mild infection, like a common cold, and which can grumble on for, you know, 6 to 10 days even before people start getting more sick and end up seeking help from a doctor.
And if you, is there a cure for it?
People are working on a vaccine, and we should expect to see a vaccine sometime this year.
Sometime this year.
Sorry?
Yeah, sometime this year, you're saying. So we don't
expect so. Yeah. There's accelerated vaccine development going on at the moment. You can't get those things overnight, but it takes a bit of time, but it's much quicker than it would have been, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Yes, I do. I think, you know, it is still possible to control this epidemic in Australia, and all the efforts that we're undertaking, you know, is possibly going to prevent it in Australia, or at least delay it if it is going to become more widespread.
And the government here in Australia, they're doing their bit. Are you happy with the work that they're doing regarding you know, stopping all flights coming from China, especially? More work can be done?
Yes, I am. I think, you know, especially when there's no drugs or vaccines, we have to use all these other measures to try to prevent an epidemic taking off in Australia, and those measures will have an effect.
And do you know of any numbers the virus here in Australia?
So at the moment we've got just a handful of cases, about 12, I think, the last time I checked.
And they're in quarantine?
They've been treated in isolation rooms in hospitals.
Yeah. So it's very scary. So what can we do? What was the message we give to the people out there?
Well, don't panic at this stage. Don't go and panic by things like masks because there's no need. If you don't travel to China, as the official advice from DFAT. And if you have travelled, then, you know, the advice is just follow the advice of the government in terms of self-quarantine.
Sure. And the best thing that we can do is, as individuals, to do what we can regarding cleanliness, keep washing our hands, soap, water, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, hand washing is really effective against lots and lots of infections and should be effective against this one.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Raina. Look, all the best to you, and prayers to everyone out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Professor of Global Biosecurity, Raina McIntyre, her name is, and the coronavirus is out there, is out and about, and it's contagious. It has the symptoms that can include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, similar to the common cold. But no need to panic is the word that we heard from Professor of Global Biosecurity here in Australia at the moment. The government's doing their bit by stopping all flights, especially from China coming into this country. About 12 odd people in Australia at the moment who are in isolation in regard to the virus. So no need to panic, but do what you can in regarding cleanliness. A lot of hand wash, wiping down your benches, keeping everything clean, and everything you touch, and be careful when you're touching your hands to your face and to your eyes and all that sort of stuff, you know. You see some people walking around with masks on. Well, if you feel that way inclined, then yeah, do that, but do what you need to do to keep yourself safe and keep your family safe. Add to the conversation, you mob, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, and let's cut up to 11:37 here in sunny North Queensland. In Queensland is the time, 11:37, so you're about 23 odd minutes to add to the conversation. Going to catch up and have Yana. Got Gian come to join us back in the studio, and she's the grade 11 student as well, doing some work experience with us. Gian, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Which way? The microphone on? Can you hear me there? Oh, shut up. Hey, you there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Thank you. Fantastic. I went to say hello to you, but you quickly run outside. You had a phone call.
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. Teacher, what, checking up on you?
No, training.
Oh, training. Okay, there you go. Fantastic. And you got a smile on your doll, so the conversation went good then.
Yeah.
So you're back from your holidays.
Yeah.
I spoke to your associate there, Brooklyn, and so you're doing grade 11 as well?
Yep.
And what school?
Bentley Park College.
In Bentley Park, grade 11, so sub-senior, and then grade 12 next year.
Yeah.
And what's your vision for the future for yourself?
Just to graduate school and find a great job.
Great job, okay. And any job you're looking at specifically?
Probably a defense force or something in the radio.
Defence Force or radio as a media?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Well, even the Defence Force, you can learn radio there too.
Yeah.
And then shoot somebody at the same time. But let's not do that, sister. Spread the love. All right, fantastic. So this is your first day back. So how you come here to Bummerbib Media once a week?
Yeah.
And how long does that go for? Is that for the whole term or?
Until we graduate school.
Until you graduate. Yeah. All right, so you're part of the crew here now.
Yeah.
Okay, we joined at the hips.
Yeah.
So every once a week I can get my lunch shouted for me. Yeah, has she giggled? Deadly, shut up, uncle. You ain't buying you lunch. Darling, deadly talking with you. Well, thank you. Once again, welcome back to Deadly Bummer Bipper Media. And enjoy your learning.
Yep.
And if you're going to be looking at a future in radio, then take on board, take the notes, learn the process so you can just step right in at grade 12, right into the job. And which way you might be doing my job here? Hey, you giggle? Hey, just look at me like that and take my job. My sister, will you answer? You stay tuned to our Deadly program, eh? All right, Deadly. That's Gian. She's another grade 11 student. Her and Brooklyn are here with us at Bummerbib Media with school-based traineeship and help with their senior high school certificate. So, but that was a good yarn because Gian's looking out to work in radio, so Indigenous radio, but also the Defence Force as well. So good options there. And me, I'm allergic to bullets, so I won't be joining no Defence Force. But stay tuned, your mob, BBM 98.7 FM, that Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Give this Murray call, let's have a yarn.
Come make your peace with me, child. Come make your covenant with me. Come lay it all on the line. Come give it all to me. Don't wait, you know, for too long. I'll be right there by your side.
I have a way for your life. I'm gonna take you through the night. Come and make your peace with me.
to be out in the front line to make a sign for all to see who it might be. Could it be or not to be, who could it be but me? Got to get back to the place where I belong. I hear your voice and it carries me along. Now I'm learning to stand and to lean on the only one who knows how to make me strong. Come make your peace with me, child. Come make your covenant with me. Come lay it all on the line. Come give it all up to me. Don't wait, you know, before too long I'll be right there by your side. I have a way for your life. Come and make your covenant with me. Come and lay it all on the line. Come and give it all up to me. Don't wait, you know, before too long I'll be right there by your side.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Just offers me more hope that there will be
Too Deadly. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to add to the conversation. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber, Bit Media, 9.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yana, up strong. Now, with hopes of taking her knowledge and skills to Canberra one day, proud woman Noongar lawyer Chloe D'Souza has been awarded the inaugural Bob Hawke John Monash Scholarship for 2020. The scholarship will allow her to complete her Masters of Laws in New York. In her current role with BHP, the young Noongar woman said there is still quite a big gap between mining companies and Indigenous communities. And we've got Chloe on the line. Chloe, good morning. How are you? Shut up, Chloe, not there. Chloe, call me back. We need a yarn, sister. I think this is fantastic. You've been a recipient of the inaugural Bob Hawke's John Monash Scholarship for 2020. So I want to hear about your future and your future aspirations and working as a lawyer, studying to become a lawyer first, and then that's all in New York, then and come back and work with the mob here on your own country. We'll try again with Chloe. Chloe, good morning.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the program. First of all, Chloe, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Cool, yeah. I'm a Wilma Noongar woman, so I grew up on Whadjuk country, so Perth, but my family come from different parts in Wagen, Kojonup and Katani in Western Australia.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much. And listen, congratulations. Awarded inaugural Bob Hawke John Monash Scholarship for 2020.
Thank you.
And off to New York, is that right? Master of Laws.
Yes, hoping, New York, Columbia University.
Fantastic. So that was your aspiration to become a lawyer, yes?
Yes, it was, yep.
All right, fantastic. Mentioned here in your current role as BHP that you feel as though there's still a gap, quite a big gap between mining companies and Indigenous communities, yes?
Yes, I do. I think there's probably more opportunity for larger corporations, mining and non-mining, to actually go out and spend more time in communities and engage and really consult with what our communities want and what they need and spend more time listening.
Sure. Fantastic. And so Masters of Laws, so which area in law you'll be studying?
I'll be focusing on human rights.
Human rights.
A lot of the universities that I've looked at have quite large human rights subject offerings and also opportunities to engage in comparative research so that I can actually look at what other Indigenous populations are doing around the world and have a look at what we can learn and bring back to Australia.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the ones that really haven't got a voice, and sometimes we as First Nation people here in this country, we find that is the case, especially talking about mining on traditional owners' land, you know, it's we are virtually not at the table a lot of the times, are we?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we can have as many agreements in place, but if our communities don't understand what's happening in those agreements and the terms, then they're really useless. I think we've come a long way in Australia, but there's still absolutely a lot more that we can do, and we can actually work in partnership with communities rather than, you know, sitting across a table.
Very much so. Do you know off the top of your head, Chloe, that is there any other First Nation lawyers in this field or are fighting in this space as such?
Yeah. So someone who I've really looked up to is Megan Davis. So she's a human rights lawyer and she's gone all the way to the United Nations, and she also did work with the Referendum Council and the Uluru Statement of the Heart. And I think she's done an excellent job at combining practice, legal practice in the area of human rights and also academia.
Yes.
And engaging in deep research and looking at other countries and jurisdictions, bringing that back home and putting it forward into reform proposals. To me, that's really inspiring because it creates a broader perspective and also brings in international learning.
Yes. So learning from the best there, had Megan a couple of times on this program, and we need to, more colour at the table and educated colour in that sense. So the fact that you're going to New York for your studies, Masters of Laws, it would be powerful information and knowledge in regarding fighting for our mob, but be at the table with the non-Indigenous so-called counterparts and also the so-called professors of the world. but with the information and talking the same language, so to speak, and strong words in that sense, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And I think Indigenous lawyers can be quite powerful in this space because we learn the law in a Western way,
yes,
in the way that it's taught and the subject offerings and the way that the course is structured and also just how society works. But we also have the benefit of knowing how traditional law works,
yes,
for us and our communities and what we've grown up learning about in older times and what a lot of communities still do practice. So having knowledge of both of those types of law, I think, is really powerful and
can
drive change that speaks the language of everyone and that can be understood by all Australians.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations, my sister. Be watching your career so closely.
Thank you very much.
And
you
please do keep in touch. And fantastic. And what about your beautiful family? They must be so excited about your award.
Yes, they are really excited. It's been very emotional. I think the award was really important to me because I grew up hearing about, my mum and her siblings and her parents who got denied opportunities to finish tertiary education. And even, just the struggles with actually being able to go to school every day. And so I see this great opportunity to keep learning and I feel like I'm walking this journey with all of my ancestors.
Beautiful.
So they're all very proud of me and I hope I'm a role model for, my brothers and all my cousins in the community.
Yeah, that you are, my sister, that you are. Listen, all the best to you. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, sister. And all the best, Chloe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn. Chloe D'Souza, her name is, and she has been awarded the inaugural Bob Hawke John Monash Scholarship for 2020, and she's off to New York to complete her Masters of Laws. And she said LAWS, studying that, yeah, fantastic, but to also have the knowledge of LORE as a First Nation woman and a Wilmanungu woman, she's so excited, and she said she will be fantastic to have both knowledge. And so she'll be speaking for our mob, especially the gap between mining companies and Indigenous communities, which is always a gap. And now she can speak for her mob and strong words. Education is the key. You might have your say, Yarn Up Strong. You've got about 6-odd minutes, 1-800-422-416. Shakalaka, Hopeville Mob, big shout out to your Hopeville Mob, Too Deadly, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got Selwyn. Good morning, brother.
Morning, brother. Yeah, I thought I heard you say yesterday family stays together or a place together or something like that. Stays together, brother?
We're talking about fitness with the guys from Wu Chopperin. And, I said a family that trains together, in fitness, stays together. So that was the phrase I was using, yeah. You there? Hey, shut up. Lost you. Selwyn. Yeah, brother, that's what I say. We're talking about fitness with lovely the guys from Wu Chopperin and Deadly Choices. We had our brother Neville Reyes and also had Shanice there joining us as well there and talking about that. So we just yarn up strong about fitness, and that's what I mentioned there. Try again to call online. Good morning.
Good morning. Kaya Kwab Kekele.
Oh, Sylvia. How are you, Sylvia?
I'm making sure that I stay fit, doing
good,
all these, things that our ancestors did and have taught me through my life, how to be a good Aboriginal woman and be fit and share the knowledge out, remind our people, how our culture is such a strong, fantastic gift to humanity. here, the environment, the ways in which our culture always, always cleverly interweaves the environment and skills and knowledge and psychological health with physical health.
Yes, very important.
So
we just need to say
fib. I didn't actually phone for that today.
Okay.
I actually phoned because with all this treaty talk, and I completely disagree with legalizing these illegal, barbaric invaders who carry on burning our country and killing our animals and keeping our people in poverty when they could have been organizing, caring for the land by our people many, many years ago.
Exactly.
And all the things, the fuel that's been burnt now, and they call it hazard reduction, which is such a joke because they're the hazard. That could all be composted because there's a shortage of topsoil in the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much they can learn from First Nation people, can't they?
They know. They are exactly. So sick in their invasion regime.
Yes.
They're just so sick in grabbing and quick buck exploitative mining. They could mine sustainably without destroying the water, but that means paying the proper money, and it doesn't mean that some of them can live as millionaire privilege while they exploit people in the environment.
True, sister. So we need to take care of ourselves.
What I was going to talk about is this, because I hear our academics on the ABC talking about treaty, and they're now acknowledging that they're going to legalise them. So why legalise these invaders? That's a gift of them never doing the right thing for us. They're getting exposed. That's why they've got Brexit, so Europe can't make them do the right thing. They even said so on the news the other day. But there's this. Australia is a signatory to the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of the Child. They're breaking that. They are a signatory to the United Nations Rights of the Person, the individual. They're breaking that.
Yes.
They're signatory to the United Nations Rights of the Prisoner. They're breaking that. And they're a signatory to the United Nations Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and they haven't even ratified it or complied with it, and they're breaking that in that they're supposed to educate the whole country about it. And
not
this is
good.
A great act to live under.
Yes, exactly so. That's Sylvia calling there. This is your daily program, National Talk. Murray going to sign off you, Mob. Thank you very much for your time. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Look at the moon. Yeah. Ooh. Happy both. Cockatoo fly with a cootie crow.